We continue our learning of the Mishmas David Menachem Mishem Hamyachem Pepidichel Zuliyomer and Avos Perik Dalar Mishnah Yer. Rabbi Meir Omer have a mimait ba esek va asok ba Torah. A person should limit his business activities and be engaged in Torah study. We have had these messages before in the Mishnayos. A person's primary occupation should be in Torah study. His livelihood should be secondary, even if not in time, but certainly in terms of quality. You have to be cautious that we don't have such a pursuit of money that becomes our ikar esek in life. And Meiri has an interesting explanation based on the pasuk v'lo me'ever layam. The Torah says in Parshas Nitzavim that, you know, the Torah is accessible to all. It's not it's lo bashamayim hi and v'lo me'ever layam hi, but it's b'ficha uvil v'vchala aso. So it's in your mouth and it's in your heart to be able to do it. But one interpretation of v'lo me'ever layam hi, Torah is not found overseas. It means that Torah scholarship is not going to be found amongst people who are traveling to the far seas to be engaged in business. Being so busy, involved in business, that we have to travel so far, and we're doing that on a regular basis, where we have the ability to make a parnasa locally, or we have the ability to make a parnasa and limit the amount of time we have to travel, so such a person is not going to be able to find Torah. So that means the Torah is not v'lo me'er, that mitzvah of Talmud Torah is v'lo me'er v'layami. It's not going to be found necessarily. Certainly Torah scholarship is not going to be found with those people who are constantly traveling for business purposes. As the Mishnah says, v'heve shval ruach b'fnei kol adam, person should be humble spirit in front of everyone. This, if it relates to Torah, as the Bar Tanura assumes, he says, lilmod afilu mimishu katan m'chandu chachman. That's what it means. To be humble in front of all people means that we should learn from everyone. As we had before, Ezu Chacham Halomin Mikol Adam. The same thing is true. If a person wants to be Osek B'Torah and limit his business activities, so that's one way to become a Talmud Chacham. And another way is to have a humble spirit in front of all people so that we can learn from everyone, even someone who is Katan, who may know less than we. Then the Mishnah says, "In bitalta min haTorah, if we have neglected the Torah study, yesh lecha b'telim harbe kenegdach. There are many who have neglected the Torah kenegdach opposite you." What does that mean? So one explanation, Bar Tanura says, "Sheyisayu levatzlacha." It means there are plenty of people who are also neglecting Torah who are going to help you. So you're in good company. And the problem is, if a person is not going to listen to what the Mishnah says, to be and he's going to be so involved in his business affairs, so he's going to, it means that he's going to have a lot of people who will help him, who are going to help him and assist him in that regard, because there are a lot of people who are not learning as well. Another interpretation is the fact that if a person is not going to be involved in Torah study, he's going to see that there'll be many b'teilim harbe kenegdecha. There'll be plenty of things that are going to cause you further now to neglect Torah study. So it means there'll be more demands, more concerns that you have. So if a person decides, oh yeah, I don't have time to learn, I'm so involved, I'm so busy. So it says, in Bitalto Tabana Torah, you're going to be Mevatal Torah. Yesh lecha b'telim harbe kenegdach. There'll be many more things that will cause you to be Mevatal Torah. So we shouldn't make a decision, well, I'm too busy to learn Torah, because Hashem will say, well, then I'll find you more things to keep you busy. Another explanation about Chanur has, it says here, Perish Achir, Yesh ba'olam kama b'telim shehem harishoim v'chayos ra'os shehem b'telim. There are many things that are around you, many things that are betalim, idle things that are going to confront you. Kenegdecha, that means to confront you. It means wicked people, wild animals. They're not involved in doing anything positive. And you know what they're around? They're around here. They're going to be shlichim for those who are neglecting Torah study. Al yadam HaKadosh Baruch Hu yavi alecha peronos. They're the ones, those rishoim, and those wild animals are going to be the ones who are betalim, they're sitting around not doing much worthwhile in life. And they're going to be the ones who are going to punish you for your neglect of Torah studies. Different explanations for that phrase. But on the positive way, the Mishnah says, the positive way, v'mamaltav Torah, if a person toils in Torah, yesh los sachar habay liten lach, there's plenty of schar that is waiting for you. Assuming this is related to what we just said before, that we said, oh, well, if you mevatel Torah, there are plenty of things Hashem has created that are there that are going to act as shlichim, as agents to punish you. Well, here it's saying, if you toil in Torah, yesh lo sachar, yesh lo, Hashem has a lot of schar liten lach to give you. And the Bar Tanura says, says, what does it mean? Hu atzma yishlam schalcha. As opposed to comes to the punishment is going to come through a shaliach. But when it comes to the schar, if you study Torah, it'll through Hashem v'lo al yidei shaliach. We won't have an intermediary who's giving us the schar. Uvazeh yisera mida tova al mida pronos. This is one of the way that a mida tova, where doing something, the positive attribute, as the schar is going to be greater than the punishment, that Hashem is going to give us the schar directly, not through any agent. Some explain that what Rabbi Meir has in mind here, if you're a malta b'Torah, there's a lot of schari going to be given. It means that if a person is able to limit his business activities so that Torah is his primary asek, so the reward besides Olam Haba is it's going to be easier to learn or earn a livelihood. That's the schar as well. There's a lot of schar waiting for you. Hashem is willing to give you because you decided to toil in Torah. And in that way, he'll make your business even more successful. Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ha'ose mitzvah achas konelo praklit echad. A person who does one mitzvah, he acquires for himself a praklit, an advocate. Bartur says, Malach melitz tov. He has, we talk about someone should be a melitz yosher for us. Yeah, there's an angel that's going to be there if you do one mitzvah, even one mitzvah. So we talk about creating a malach. It means that we acquire for ourselves a malach who's going to advocate for us in Shamayim. A person who violates a sin, he will acquire for himself, unfortunately, an accuser. The kategor, what kind of word is it? The Bartuner says, kategor is actually a contraction. It's a melitz ra. Kategor is actually kore tigar. Tigar means to complain. So to complain about someone. So here, kategor, we talk about a prosecutor. The satan is a kategor. And that is really two words. It's kore tagar. What does it mean? Although kategor has a test in it and tigar is with a tuff, nonetheless, the idea is someone who is there who is always complaining about you. And the opposite is sanegor. We talk about sanegor as a defender, but sanegor means someone who's sone tagar, someone who despises when someone complains about you. So that's our defender. Okay, whatever it is, the point is that if we do a mitzvah, we have a praklit, we have an advocate. We do an avera, we have a malach that's there, that unfortunately is there to prosecute on. Some explain that the idea of being kone, what do you mean we acquire? So it means that if we do one good deed, we're going to acquire something, this melitz yosher, for ourselves. It's a personal advocate. There are plenty of angels who are in Shemayim there advocating for the Jewish people as a whole, as a nation. But here, we make a kinyan on this, because if we do one mitzvah, this melitz yosher, this malach, now has the power to protect us personally. Then the Mishnah says, tshuva masim tovim kisris b'fnei haparanos. Tshuva, repentance, and ma'asim tovim, returning to Hashem, and ma'asim tovim, and good deeds are a tris, are like a shield in front of punishment. So here, if a person sins, but he's involved in tshuva, and then is involved in ma'asim tovim, so that will protect a person from any punishment that may come upon him. So this is a continuation, according to some. A person who's over an avera achas, he's kone kategor echad, but tshuva masim tovim will act as a shield in front of parana. Some question this, because the Gemara Maseches Yuma Daf Pei Vav speaks about the fact there are certain averas for which tshuva and Yom Kippur don't even, we mentioned, talk about Chil Hashem, other examples, tshuva and Yom Kippur are tola, which means they only suspend the punishment, and yisurim, we have to wait till, unfortunately, till the suffering, actually, we mentioned Chil Hashem, even suffering is not enough. That needs a misa. But there are other averes that are very severe, that even tshuva and Yom Kippur will suspend the punishment, may protect you, but in order to atone for the sin completely, we need yisurim, we need suffering. So how could the Mishnah here say that tshuva masim tovim are going to protect us from the piranhas? So some of Farshim say, no, that's exactly what it means. A tris, a shield, doesn't mean that eventually we're not going to be punished. It means that it protects us. It's held in abeyance, and eventually there may be some suffering, but maybe the suffering will not be as severe. So tshuva masim tovim certainly helping, but tris doesn't necessarily mean, a shield doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be completely protected. So, in fact, there are certain sins for which tshuva and masim tovim will not... is not the final decision of Hashem, but there will be a tris protecting us in the temporarily. Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlor, and the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlor, his livelihood was a shoemaker, so he worked with sandals. Kol kinesia shehi l'shem shamayim sofal hiskayim. Any gathering that is that its purpose is l'shem shamayim for heaven's sake, sofal hiskayim will endure, will eventually will continue. Avishen l'shem shamayim. If you have a gathering that's not l'shem shamayim, ein sofal hiskayim will not endure. What's a gathering that's l'shem shamayim? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, oh, if it's purpose of Torah study and to perform mitzvos, so that's considered for the sake of heaven. Rav Ravinasim says, no, you can have, let's say, a gathering of all the Jewish people at Har Sinai. That's where we said Nasev and Ishma. That's considered a gathering that's l'shem shamayim. Or let's say another gathering where we say the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, these great, this body of 120 great scholars, or also is considered a kinesia l'shem shamayim. So that will, those will endure. The what does it mean they will endure? It'll be there forever. So according to Rashi, it means that whatever decisions this body will make, let's say Anshei Knesset HaGdola, that they make, any decrees that they make, any enactments that they make, so if it's for the purpose of the sake of heaven, so then will they will come to fruition. And others say no, it doesn't. It's not about the decisions, but that kinesia itself will remain together, will remain as one unit, and you can assume it will endure in that way. But if it's she'ein l'shem shamayim, though, the purpose gathering is for power, for people to have honor, for their egos, and not and not l'shem shamayim at all. So then ein sofel is kayim. So then that will they will not have the unity we discussed before, and therefore it will dissolve, and it will no longer and will not endure. And some of the Farshim explain that it's obvious, because if everyone's interested, has only their personal interest involved, and it's not about the group, so of course that's going to dissolve. Of course, it will that group, that Knesia, that's not L'Shem Shamayim, will not mean Miskayim. If it's L'Shem Shamayim, and everyone has a similar goal, similar values that they're sharing in mind, and that's why they're gathering together, that will be Miskayim. Abos Drabinasan gives the obvious example. That was the Tower of Babel. That was the generation that built that. That was an example of, it seemed to be unity there, but it's Ein Sovel is Kayem. Eventually, it was all dissolved. No doubt, they were all scattered. And that was because it was a gathering. It certainly was a gathering. That's right. Safa Achas, Udvarim Achadim. Yeah, it seems to be they were trying to unify. It was certainly a Knesia, but it was very much not L'Shem Shamayim. And therefore, it was not Miskayemes, Ein Sofa L'Hiskayem.